Alright, I'm breaking the rules, I'm breaking the rules. Hello, welcome to Online Podcast. Oh my gosh, I'm breaking the rules, I'm playing music on my show. You're listening to Online Podcast. The reason why it is so upbeat is because I'm doing it live as well. Welcome to Online Podcast you're listening to right now on Online Podcast, obviously. But hi to those people who are listening live in Ustream. I've created a new feed, a new URL that you can go to easily at online. No, but come on, let me start it again. It's called liveshow.onlinepodcast.com. Anyway, welcome. You're listening to this music in the background. It is by Ning Baizura, and it is called Bebaskan. I don't know how you translate that in English. Bebaskan means set free or something. Anyway, it's the classic club mix from her album Erti Pertemuan. And we won't be playing music all night long, but or whatever. I'm recording this at night. Take it off. Somebody in the chat room says, Bebaska means take it off. Like this. I'm going to do it on the camera. Welcome to Online Podcast, ladies and gentle hoes. Oh my gosh. Somebody's, one of my listeners' boss is also watching. Hi, Colin. Chee. Hi, Colin, are you listening from Australia? Anyway, happy Monday, everybody. For the live people, you're wondering, why is this Monday? Because I'm recording this for my Monday's podcast. So you're listening to this on Online Podcast. I do a live show every once in a while. I thought I'll do it and get it out of the way because I'll have a very busy weekend next week. All I can ever be to you is the darnest that we know. And anyway, as I say, I don't always play music, but there's a reason why I play this song. At a high, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match. You're listening to Amy Winehouse, Tears Dry on Their Own. It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand. Why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective for anyway, I won't be playing music all night long, but oh shit, am I recording? Yes, I am. I almost freaked there. Anyway, this song is called Tears Dry on Their Own. And the reason why I started with this song is because when I was heavy and deep down in my depression, I've got a lucky experience last year to have experienced a true depression that I've never had before in my whole life. And so now it's going to turn into a chat show now, okay? It's nothing, no more music for a while. Anyway, so I don't know. I was going to talk about being positive and how is it being able to be positive and at the same time being able to be realistic, really. So Very interesting. And I'm, of course, and I'm doing a live show also, so I'm a bit kalam kabut right now. I'm a bit little distracted by a chat room and all that. And anyway, so I'm adjusting my microphone, if you're wondering. Focus! The whore asked me to focus. Come on, focus. But anyway, I just want to get your two cents on being positive. And I also will be calling a very special guest. I would not tell you who yet. Of course, if you're live listening to this live, you probably know who I'm talking about. But I'll be calling somebody live, and I would need to have the person. Okay, she sent me her phone number. And I'm going to copy a phone number. I'll be talking to her live. But anyway, she's somebody who means a lot to me, a very dear friend of mine. And she was there when I was at my probably one of my lowest moments. Mm-hmm. Not so cool fan moments. Anyway. Oops, did I send the right? Yes, it is. Anyway, oh my gosh, I'm so distracted. Any play? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, anyway, oh my gosh, my. I want to. Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, I'm not gonna edit. This is what you get. So let's talk about this. I will be able to take phone calls, so I want to hear your input either on the chat room or on your. Or you know, maybe I can call you. And. So I'm getting a little bit distracted here because everybody's boss, you know, apparently I have two people looking at my feed here through Ustream, and so are their bosses, two of them, because for Malaysian time, it's actually daytime. Anyway, so what was I going to talk about? I was going to talk about being positive, and how do you balance being positive and also being realistic about things? And it's just my observation for the last couple of weeks that that when my personal experiences, when I am down, when I'm really depressed, when I just, you know, feel like crying, I can't seem to be able to pull myself out of being positive. So, I mean, you know, couldn't put pulling myself out of being negative or just being miserable about everything. So that song that you just heard on that I played by Amy Winehouse, "Tears Dry on Their Own," sort of spoke to me at my lowest time, and it was telling me that pretty much there's nothing else I could do, and you just have to have your tears flow, and then it will dry on their own, and. Now, here's my theory, and me being me, and a lot of you probably know this, that I am rather positive, most of the time. And I want to get some of your inputs from your perspective as to what is possible. I mean, what do you do when you are down and lonely and sad and miserable? What do you do? Do you have friends? Like, here's the theory that I came up with was that we probably need friends for that reason. When we are down and when we're unable to be positive, I'm going to put my cell phone away because it's causing interference. When I'm down and miserable, which is really very rare, but when I do, I really, you know, am very low. And so what do you do when you are in that situation, when you're that miserable? Do you then rely on your friends? I think that is probably, that's my conclusion, is that when I was at my absolute low, somebody's distracting me. Somebody's saying that I'm very skinny. No, I'm serious here. And I'm going to call that person here in a very short moment, and we'll chat with her about being positive for each other. I think no matter how positive I am and how cheerful I mostly am, there are still downtime, and where do you pull the positive energy from? And hopefully from somebody around you. And there are several people that I have managed to pull that from. Last year when I was fat, when I was having a really miserable time about being fat and almost helplessly plump, a friend helped me out of it. Just being there, and so feed of, you know, encouraging messages to me. And then there's also another time last year that was really tough that I actually went through with a friend of mine, Maiko. So somebody saying go to McDonald's, make them happy, Colin. McDonald's? Are you sure McDonald's make you happy? McDonald's makes me sad, because if I eat a lot of McDonald's, I get really fat, and then I'll be miserable again. So I'm going to call a very special friend of mine, ladies and gentle whores. Let's see if I can make that phone call. Oh, shit. Here, live without messing up. Oh, shit, I already messed up big time. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. Japan's coat is... Oh, shit, I just gave it. Okay, I'm calling you now. A special guest of mine. Turn your computer sound down. So I'm calling this person. Maybe we can play a little music while we listen to her. Or maybe not. Why are you guys talking about McDonald's in the chat room when I'm talking about depression and being positive and all that? Let's see if the person can hear me. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you turn down your computer sound?
Yes, I do, Cam.
Now we're going to test. Hi, Maiko!
Oh, my God, hi!
You're my special guest.
Hello, dear.
How are you?
Very, very good.
Oh, that's good. I'm so glad that I get to see you.
I mean,
online. I don't see you, but I can see you online. And how appropriate that we're talking about this subject, because don't we feed off our energy between the two of us whenever we get like depressed or sad? We will just call each other up and say, hey, we need to charge our bitchy power.
Yeah, it's very important for me too, especially like you were talking earlier, and I have weight issue all the time, and you know, sometimes, you know, you just catch me, and then I'll feel so down, but you know, when I see you, and you always bring me up, for not only for the fat talk, everything.
Like how?
It's very, very
and important. We call that charging our bitchy power.
Bitchy power.
Yes, and we need to recharge that bitchy power every once in a while. And I think, I hope that some of my shows would actually do that. I hope, or just my personality or whatever, because I'm usually mostly positive. And then, and so hopefully that would give somebody who may not be as lucky as to get somebody, a friend or whoever that's close by, to feed off that positive energy. Because don't you think sometimes, like, you and I both needed it, and you and I both went through kind of rough times, and we sort of fed each other's bitchy power and then gain our energy back. Remember that one time we were like, oh my gosh, I'm so down. And we went out and we just laugh and then got our energy back. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, because was it when we went to Java Junction?
Yes. This is our inner joke, our inside joke. Java Junction is a coffee shop that existed in the campus town, the college town in Warrensburg when we went to school together. And there is, and what is that? What is the coffee shop actually called?
It's called Java Junction, actually.
Oh, what did I call it then? I called it wrong.
Latte Lamb.
Oh, the actual name is actually Latte Lamb.
It was Latte Lamb. It's called Java Junction.
The actual name is actually Latte Land, and Yeah, but I call it Java Junction because it was one of the mm-hmm. the coffee shop that we went
to. And it was so funny.
Yeah. So anyway, yes. And so what do you think? Do you think we need friends to, you know, we can't always stay positive, especially when the uh-huh. depression hit, when the depression hits yourself, when the uh-huh. depression hits you, it's kind of hard to be positive when you're already down, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very difficult. And then, you know, I also think the reason we are clicking each other so well is because we are, yes, charging the bitchy power together.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We are not just sugarcoating each other neither.
Oh, like, just, we are giving, we tell it like it is.
We are harsh too sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, straight, you know, like upward in opinions to each other and mm-hmm. stuff. But, right. you know, we know that, you know, you telling me, sometimes it's hard to hear because I know you're right. And, you know, when I'm down there and I don't want to hear that.
Right.
But I know you're right. And then maybe at the time I feel like, oh, you know, I don't want to hear those. But later on, and because you're my best friend, and then I feel like, you said that too, and I know that it's true, and then it bring me up again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, then we are also adding up our laughs so much.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? It's totally, you know, bringing up together too. And I think in like, you know, listener of your show, you know, I feel like, you know, they're getting there too, like some happy power. This is a good story to tell you. Remember
what?
That I met the lady, the you know, in Tokyo?
Oh, is her name Nancy?
Yeah, Nancy. She is one of the, you know, person who's getting very good feedback as well. And then she just loves your show.
Now, Nancy gave me these coasters from the Foreign Correspondents
yeah,
Club of Japan.
Where I went there. We went there, had a lunch. And I had a wonderful time.
Hi, Nancy.
Ha.
Actually, Nancy, I'm going to do a show with you, too. So, yeah. We're going
to
chat
and
with
Nancy. And then I'm planning to go visit her house sometimes. And then, I mean, she just listened to your show, and she said she just loved it. It's so fun, and always, like, she just enjoy it. And mm-hmm. then she was such a wonderful, beautiful, cute lady, and then I just fell in love with her. Just one second, she's just a wonderful person.
That's cool.
So it's great, yeah. So it was amazing through your show that I met somebody in
yeah.
Tokyo.
So this is
yeah.
This is one of my listeners who listened to online podcasts, and she, you know, and Michael was on my show a while after she moved up to Kansas City, and so. And oh, we were on the video. So if you haven't checked out the video, you might want to go to YouTube. You might want to go to YouTube and look for online. Or if you go to online podcasts, just click on the video category, video podcast category, and you'll be able to see all our crazy videos. So okay. Now, Michael, I want to ask you, do you think? No, I. What do you? How do you cope when you get when you need positive energy? How do you get who do you get it from, or how do you process that idea of getting the positive, being positive?
How do I be positive?
How do you work on that? Because it's really hard when you're really down and depressed. And how do you try to find positivity out of things? How do you
That's
cope?
That's right. And then yeah. Well, before I tried too hard to be positive, and it made me even
tired.
Worse.
Oh
and
gosh,
then,
doesn't it make you like burned out?
Exactly.
Now there's a difference between being positive and also being what is it? In denial. Sometimes you're in denial. You're not really being positive, though. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. And then, but you know, I kind of gave up on it, like trying to be too positive and stuff. And then now, I don't know, maybe age-wise, and then I can kind of start to accept it. It's like, okay, gosh, I'm down. You know, what can I do? All right, well, you know, let's just kind of let it go. And I guess I'm calling my bitchy power insurance person.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not hoping anything.
Yeah, sometimes
I'm just using.
I'm very blessed. You know, I'm very lucky to actually have people around me who can, or like, who I can open up to. There, you know, I don't want to go into too much detail. That's why I'm like, yeah. But I just want to say that there are very, very few people who can actually get into the deepest core of my heart, and but there, it's very, I'm very lucky and fortunate when the people are there for me. So, so anything new in Japan, Michael, that you want to update the listeners? When are you coming back?
Well, I'm coming back in February, beginning of February, which is soon. I've been working and just part time, and then, you know, just for fun, meeting many new people. Interesting. I am Japanese, but I feel like I'm not Japanese anymore. Like, our culture is a little slightly different. Yeah, so
are they all skinny? Are they all skinny?
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, yeah, I feel like I'm like a Hulk or Jumbo or Godzilla every day. So then in the beginning, I had a hard time again. Just like, you know, people comment to me like, oh, my gosh, you're so big, or you're fat or something like that. And I got so upset.
I remember that.
And then, yeah, and then, you know, I tend to stay home. But, you know, I thought like, you know what, I don't care. I mean, I have a wonderful husband, and I have a wonderful friend, and I have a wonderful family. Who cares? Like, this is me. You know, yeah, I want to be healthy, look, for my lovely wedding dress soon. But, you know, I mean, I'm not doing this for anybody else, so who cares? So, again, at the work, some, like, you know, really rude people commented, like, how wide my face is. So I kind of let it go a couple of times. But the third time, check this out, the third time when the guy came in again and, like, he was saying, like, oh, my gosh, your face is too big, and then you scared me to death or something like that. I said,
oh, my God.
You know what? You are the most disgusting person I've ever heard that kind of comment. And then, you know, you don't comment this kind of thing to ladies, especially, like, teenager or my age or whoever. I don't care. And I said, you know, it's so amazing that you're already married. Your wife is the most, like, kind heart, you know, and then that she could just accept you. You are so lucky person, I feel. And then he just changed his face color, and he turned around and laughed. Since then, he never said any word to me. So I just had to speak up, hard way.
So bitchy. Some people are so cruel.
So I'm like, you know, whatever. So I just don't let it go anymore. Just like, I just faced it and just say stuff. Like, don't say stuff like that. It offended me. That's it. So,
well, good,
you know,
for you for speaking up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, now then, you know, fine. And I'm just kind of waiting to come back home. And, you know, my mom seems a little kind of sad that I'm leaving soon. Mm-hmm. And then so does my dog and stuff. But, you know.
Now, your English is still very good.
Oh, thank you.
You know, sometimes I remember that there was once that you went back to Japan, and when you came back and you were like all...
I lost it.
Yeah, you lost it.
Well, you know, my lovely husband, he has been really good and keep in touch with me.
Oh, that's good.
Then,
that's good. Oh, that helps.
He's been calling almost every day. And
oh, that's
I think
good.
He really misses me.
Oh,
so,
I think he is. I think he is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway, John, I really want to stay in the show, but I have to go.
Okay.
I'm ready to go work.
All right.
So,
I'm glad you get to join us. And hopefully next time we hear from you, we'll get to talk more about funny, bitchy stuff more. Maybe.
Yeah. When is your show recording again?
I have no idea. I can record any time I want.
Oh, okay. Well, just let me know then. And, like, you know, maybe... if I can stay on the longer, like, for the, I don't know, the show. And just let me know the
update. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Michael.
You.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, that was Maiko. Wasn't that fun? Get to chat with Maiko all the way from Tokyo, Japan. And yeah, and somebody quite important in my life that I can talk to when I'm down. So what about other people in the chat room? I want to get some other people's point of view when it comes to how do you deal with that? How do you deal with when you're down and depressed, and how do you get other people, or do you use other people? Not use, but you know, have your friends help you to stay positive. And the reason why I said that was because I was listening to somebody's this person's podcast, and you know, there are times that we, you know, life treated us very cruelly, and then we just stop seeing the beautiful things or seeing good stuff from anywhere anymore. And that's kind of sad. So I want to see if any of you in the chat room who wants to share with us, or somebody I can actually call, will be able to share with us what kinds of stuff do you do to pull yourself out of depression. Do you just deal? Some people just like tough it out, I guess. I did too. I think the only time that you can, nobody wants to share anything in the chat room. Come on, people, you stream people. Anything to say? What about Yobo Sensei? Anything you want to say? Yobo Sensei? How do you, we have Steve here. Steve, can I call you? Do you want to chat on the phone? I mean, not on the phone, but on the Skypes. On Skype, or I can call you on iChat. Oh, did I turn off iChat? I probably did. And Steve is another person that is there for me when I was all down and bitchy. So maybe we will chat with him. Let's see here. Where are you? Are you going to be on Skype, or are you going to be on iChat? I'm not in iChat. I can turn on iChat, though, if you want to do an iChat. Let me know. And Steve says, eat. He says he eats. Are you down? I don't think so. Better do iChat. Okay, I'll do iChat. Then I'll turn on iChat and chat with Steve Hoare. And see what his point of view and how he coped with his depression. And apparently, oh, good Lord, hopefully my computer won't crash. It's thinking really hard. It's thinking really hard. Okay, let me do internal microphone. Let me set up my audio here. Headphones, internal microphones. Okay, now I'm going to call Steve here. Okay, Steve, I'm calling you. If you turn down the... Oh, give me a sec, he said. Oh, shit. Sorry. I'll wait for you. I just saw your chat there. So let me know. Okay. Now he says, okay. So sorry about that. You get to hear all that stumbling on the podcast as well. Anyway, let me see if he would pick up, and we'll chat with Steve. Steve hasn't been on the show for a while. Hello, Steve Hoare.
Hang on, I haven't turned down the volume on the Ustream.
Oh, yes, I hurt myself.
There we go.
How are you?
I'm good.
I still hear myself, Hoare.
You do?
Yeah. Is it because I'm too loud?
I've got headphones in and everything.
You do?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, let me check the input. Sorry, it all gets so technical, doesn't it?
I know.
Microphone, USB.
This is not the Yeast Radio. It doesn't have to be that complicated. Well, maybe it does.
Oh, I don't care about her anymore. That whore. I do, but I don't care what I sound like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what you're saying. She used to complain a lot.
She's got her own rules.
Right. Now, so Steve, I still hear myself. Isn't that weird? Is it because, hello, testing?
Hello.
Maybe it's just iChat.
It could be, couldn't it? I've got the sounds turned down, and I only hear you once.
Oh. Maybe, let me see, maybe it's me. But I'm not supposed to hear myself. But anyhow, well, it doesn't matter. I, you know, because I just want your opinion
deal.
There. How do you deal?
Well, it depends really on what it's all about, I think. If it's well, see, today I've been lately having a hard time because I've been working too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to talk to a friend, mm-hmm. really, just about Whoops. What. It started with a rant.
And
that's the way it usually goes with me. I sort of rant, and then, you know, friend might say something. And so I did this with my friend Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with some useful suggestions, actually.
Do you eat when you're depressed? Or do you not eat?
If I'm really depressed, I don't eat. If I'm just mildly depressed, then yeah.
I think I
eat.
So real depression makes you lose weight, and
yes,
semi-depression makes you fat.
That's right.
I think I can all. I think I've lost my appetite before too. When it's really, and for me, it's a big deal. Come on.
Yeah. So I forgot who I was talking to for a moment there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a certified foodie, internationally certified foodie. So, do you believe in positive, like positive energy and positive people?
I do. I think though that you can't trick yourself into it. Sometimes you really need. It depends what it is, but I mean, you either need some encouragement, or sometimes some reassurance, or something like that, either from others or from yourself. I always feel like I have to work something out first, and then I'm better,
yeah.
Or you know, I'm on the road to being better. But sometimes,
and when
I just can't.
Before, you know, last year, you remember last year I went into a depression a couple of times. And I could not pull myself out of it. When it's real depression, I'm talking about clinical depression, when it's actual depression, there's no reason, I just feel sad. And then there are also times that I'm really, really sad that I just cannot seem to pull myself out of it. And it seems like the only, that's why I played that song in the beginning. I don't know if you heard it. I don't know whether you joined us yet.
I didn't quite catch that. No.
I was playing, what's her that horse? Amy Winehouse's Tears Dry on Their Own. And
that's a good one.
When I listened to that one, I was like, when I saw that title, it was like telling me that, honey, all you can do is just to let the tears flow, and then and they will dry on their own. It's like nothing you can do, and you just have to tough it out. And it seems like that was the case for me sometimes. I don't think anybody can really make me come out of it quicker than I actually needed to the time to heal, maybe.
Yeah, if it's that sort of depression, I don't think you will. I mean, I've had some of that myself with you.
Mm-hmm.
He says alluding to things but never going into detail.
Right.
And
like kind of like me.
Yeah.
It would be very interesting.
Well, a big one I remember about you that you did talk about was when you came back from Malaysia.
Yes.
You know, and that was. And you were utterly confused because it was very unreasonable.
It was very unreasonable because I was so happy. And then just boom, all of a sudden I'm completely depressed.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to talk to anyone. I mean, there are a few people that I can talk to, but very few, very few. Like one or two people in the whole life, in my whole world. And yeah. So anyway, but I really think, but thanks for your input. I'm going to kind of wrap up on what my thought again about being positive. But before I let you go, do you believe though that being positive bring positive things to your lives? And do you believe in that thought at all? Or because... there are some people who are like, you know, you're just hiding the fact that they seem to treat thinking positive as if it's religion for people who do not believe in religion. It's just a bunch of bullcrap.
Oh, I always try and find the good side to anything, really, even if it's, you know, some wishy-washy what might happen in the future good thing. So I really do believe in the positive side of things in that way, I think.
I think I do,
wishy-washy, but I think what I mean is, you know, you don't know if it's going to happen, but you could think, well, maybe this will work out. Maybe it's not a bad thing. But maybe this is just what I need to get me in the right direction.
Here's the thing that I think about. If you have to walk through the same path, thinking positive or thinking either it being really negative or just being very realistic, if you have to walk through the same path, why not pick a more pleasant one?
Yeah,
like,
that.
If you're going to use your computer, why get a PC? if your experience is going to be more pleasant on the Mac. I did not just say that. Sorry to my PC listeners. I'm a Mac fan, so excuse me. Think positive, get a Mac. Anyway, well, thank you very much, Steve. Thank you for your input.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, and it's good to have you back on again.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in 6 months.
Bye then.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for your input. And I'm going to wrap up the show, and I'll continue playing music after that. Well, thank you, Steve.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
John. Bye.
And so that was, oops, I closed the wrong window. That was Steve from the UK. Oh my gosh, it's an international show tonight, or this podcast, whenever you're listening to this. So here's the conclusion that I thought of the other day also, is that, Michael keep distracting me because she keeps saying like really nice stuff to me. She said that my mom said you look very handsome. Thank you. Thank you, please. Thank you, please. Now I'm going to... Oh, who says that? Oh, woo. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Greg B from Kansas City? I love the song. Thinking of how messed up anyone's house is depressing. Well, that's true. Greg B, are you from the Kansas City, Greg B? I just saw you. Have you been here for a while? Because I haven't been paying attention to the chat room, I'm sorry. But anyway, I just think that, I don't know, I don't think you can really help people come out. And even though I said that, it's nice to know that people are there. I don't think you can really help. Oh yeah, it is the Greg from Kansas City. Hello. Isn't it awful weather outside, wet and yucky? I think it's kind of... it's almost impossible to really pull people out from depression or from a deep sadness. But just knowing that people out there... there are people out there who care would probably be helpful already. Even though it doesn't necessarily pull you out of the sadness immediately. And I've personally experienced that. And I know it may sound really, really awful and depressing when you have to tell yourself that this is what you have to go through. And my hope is that if you are going through this yourself, some kind of sadness or whatever it is that's unpleasantness, you would be able to hear this and just know that there is, no matter how deep and how hard it is, it will get better through time, and your tears would dry on your own. You know, unfortunately, it sounds kind of depressing. It sometimes may take 6 months, but things do get better. And I really learned from this last year's experience is that I've never been really... thinking from the other side when it comes to people. Oh, here's Nick Thomas. Oh, okay. I want to chat with Nick Thomas. Oh my gosh, I want to chat with Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas is the one that I talk about that was getting so negative. Nick Tom. Oh, he can't chat. You cannot talk to me, Nick, on the show. Oh, because why? Technical problem or what? Or do you just, you can just tell me in the chat room, though. I don't know if somebody's being positive can actually help another person. I hope it does, because I have mostly positive, I'm mostly a positive person. And it's not because I'm very good and therefore I become positive. I think I'm naturally that way. Oh, he's too shy to chat. And so I just think that if you live through your... I was telling Steve there that if you live, if you walk through the same path and you have to walk through the same road, but you get to choose whether or not you want to be happy or if you want to be miserably sad, why choose the sad path? Now, however, before I actually personally experienced depression, clinical, well, I call it clinical, I sort of self-diagnosed depression, but or when something really, really sad hit you, I don't think there's anything else you could do, but just knowing that people who you really care about you is, I think, meaningful enough. It may take the same amount of time to heal, but at the same time, having those people around would be a good thing. And on a different token of about being positive also is that I really do believe in the positive energy. I think people who surround themselves with people who are very negative tend to get in a lot of uncomfortable situation or a negative situation. Here's the thing. If you surround yourself with the negative energy, I believe that you are inviting negative things to happen to you. And some people may not believe that. Nick, do you believe that? Do you believe in that at all? I'm guilty of that sometimes. I'm totally believe that. Guilty of what, Greg? Guilty of surrounding yourself with people who are negative? And here's the thing. I really try to... Oh, okay. We all do that. I think we all do that. And as long as... And sometimes it takes a long time for you to get out of things. Oh, and get out of... I should finish my thought. It sometimes takes a while for you to realize that those people are causing that in your life. So sometimes we all do that same mistake. But I think, though, I really believe that if you stop hanging around people who are negative, it will probably... reduce negativity in your life. I think negativity feeds on negativity. That's true. That is so too. Greg said that, and I'm so glad so many people are here, the listeners, and so which means a chunk of you won't be listening to the podcast on Monday because it is for Monday the show. So and Nick Thomas said that he is kind of a loner and he doesn't have many people in his life. Now here's the thing. I want to encourage this here's a challenge that I'm going to give out to Nick Thomas is I want you to, I don't know if you can, but it's just a fun experiment. I know that there are, when things are good, people tend to not think much about it. So when you are actually feeling okay, meaning you're not feeling sad or depressed, you just simply think of that as the state of normalcy. What about appreciating the good stuff? When you're not depressed, you might actually be kind of happy. And what brings you joy? Maybe think about that and see if you can come up with anything. Things that you think is good that happens around you. And I know, and when I, you know, when I, right after I said that, I thought, what if you could not find anything to be positive about? Does that then make you even more negative? I don't know. I'm just talking crap. You know, I am a person who is pretty much naturally positive most of the time. I try to stay positive with people, with my friends, and therefore people enjoy being around me because I'm usually mostly positive, and I'm also a little hungry right now. just hit me. And I'm actually going to the gym too in here in a moment, right around 9 something ish. So I should be finishing up this podcast, really. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm hoping that maybe I just want feedback from people. Nick said maybe he needs friends. Maybe. But I think people can be happy with or without friends, but most people would probably prefer with friends because, like I said, Nick, when you are down, even though it would probably take the same amount of time to heal, but knowing that there are friends out there who care really helps. Now, I'm not talking about listeners. I'm talking about friends, Nick, because Nick is also a podcaster. His podcast is Nick Thomas at nickthomas.org. You can go check that out. I've mentioned him many times. And let's see what Colin has to say. My mom would peel potatoes whenever she's sad and would have potato salad, potato curry, potato tart for dinner. Is that real? Are you kidding me? Or is it a real thing? Somebody said that. One of my life listeners said that. And then my dad wouldn't complain. So we know she's not happy. Oh. Yeah, and I think we all have our ways. I think we all have our sad moments. It's just that even when you're not sad, are you being positive? I think when somebody are more positive tend to invite more positive things to happen to them, I think. I'm not sure. This is what I believe. But I do believe, though, I think, like Greg said, negativity feeds on negativity, and I honestly believe in that. And so I think I should end the show, but if you have any comments, please go to onlinepodcast.com and put your comments there. It really is. I'm just opening up the discussion there, talking about positivity and how do you get out of depression or can actually... I don't think that positivity actually helped getting you out of depression. It's just probably time. It's just knowing that somebody cares is probably helpful. So thank you all for listening, all the live listeners. Live listeners, hang tight because I'll be playing music. I'll be doing silly stuff. That was my email. Doing silly stuff there for a while. And yes, I do care. Nick, I do care. Because you know what I mean. You know, I do care. And here's the good news to all the people that I announced to the entire world, especially if you're in the New York area. Steve, get this. Now that I've purchased my air tickets to go to New York for a pod camp on February the 27th through March 2nd, they changed the date on me. I booked a hotel and everything, so they changed the date on me, so I don't get to go now. I mean, no, I don't get to go to pod camp, but it really doesn't matter because I am more excited about... I know I don't have much luck with PodCamp, really. That's that. But I will be going to New York anyway because I am actually right now planning with a few other friends of mine, hopefully be able to meet them in New York, some from New York, some from around the East Coast area. And that's, you know, mainly, and of course, my main reason of going there really is to see my college roommate and a very close friend of mine in San Francisco, and he'll be visiting New York, and I thought it might be a good opportunity for me to go there and see people. So I will be there anyway. And if you are in the city, please let me know. Oh, and Yobo-sensei? Oh, yes. Yes, Yobo-sensei is in San Francisco. Anyway, you'll probably be hearing Henry on the show. Oops, I just said his name. I hope he doesn't mind. But anyway, you'll be hearing from my college roommate on my show when I'm in New York in February. So stay tuned on online. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I think I should go. And then I'll continue the live show. What else do I need to tell you? You can call and leave me comments at... what is my number? 206-888-JOHN. And you can also leave me my jingle message on my website, onlinepodcast.com. That is onglinepodcast.com. You should know by now. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And if you are interested in live shows in the future, you can sign up for a notification. Go to onlinepodcast.com on the right-hand side. You can put your email in and sign up for that too. Otherwise, if you can, don't forget to smile, bitches. Bye.